You're listening to the 252 show. This is episode number 6, where we talk about how we dealt with distractions this past week. I am joined by my lovely co-host, Kate Orvett.
Hello.
And so we're going to talk about just how we dealt with distractions and some of the things that we saw that we tried to change in our life this past week. I want to talk about the challenge that you issued to yourself that included me.
It was optional.
It was optional.
About as well. Putting down our phones for a week.
Uh-huh. And how we did.
How did you do, Tony?
Well, it was a busy, busy week on my end. And I try to be very intentional when I would come home from the office to really engage the kids, because I knew I was going to be out a lot in the evenings when that's the time when I have most of my time with the kids. And so I try to be really intentional and just kind of set it on the counter. I didn't do an incredible job of it, but I think looking back, I can see that I was more engaged with the kids when I was physically present in the house. How about you?
I did okay. I did really well on the first day. Like, I put my phone up. I didn't know where it was most of the day. I had it on Do Not Disturb, so it wasn't buzzing. And then I didn't do so well. Part of it was because I found out that one of my hobbies is making a little extra money on the internet doing different activities. And it's something I really enjoy, and I found out, but I haven't really done it that much lately because it takes a lot of time. It requires me to spend a lot of time looking at a screen, kind of monitoring my different monetized activities. And there was a challenge, a team challenge going on, and I wanted to participate, and I did, and it was fun, but it meant that I was sitting in front of my computer a lot. But I made like $3. So I didn't do that great on the challenge. I did think about it and definitely lifted the Instagram obsession and getting to the you're all caught up. At least I didn't try to do that multiple times a day. But I did okay. I could do better. I need a redo.
Yeah, I think now that I think about it, I mean, during the day when I'm at the office, we're posting things that we're doing in the business on Instagram, and sometimes I'll kind of dabble in that on the personal account and not only the business account. And now that I have somebody running the business account for me, it's a little bit easier for me to kind of stay off Instagram. But I like to see what everybody's doing just to kind of keep up, so I can connect relationally with them. Like if something happens in their family, I like mm-hmm. to be able to connect relationally and ask, "Hey, how did that go?" Or "Hey, I saw you had a good time. You know, how was that?" You know, the conversation starters, I think. And I'm trying to be intentional about walking up to people and just starting a conversation with them. And so having some of that in the back of my head kind of helps maybe sometimes.
I think a lot of times people assume that you know what's going on with them because they posted it on social media.
Yeah.
Like I just found out that a couple I know got married like 10 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just found out because it was on social media and I hadn't looked. So there's that fear of missing out. You know, sometimes it's legitimate. Like I'm going to run into the mother of this couple and now I'm going to know to say congratulations. And I haven't seen her in the last 10 days. If I had, and then I'd found out later that her son had gotten married, I'd feel weird. Anyway,
social media kind of takes the face-to-face and the personal connection out of it almost. It's like we stay on social media so we can stay connected to people, but then it's also kind of the opposite, because people don't feel like they have to tell you things because you should have seen it on social media or vice versa.
Right. And I was looking at my Facebook account and I scrolled through it and I really don't ever post to Facebook ever. And I really don't post personal milestones on social media at all. And so I don't operate from assuming that people know what's going on with me. But I assume that other people assume that I know what's going on with them. I should just ask.
Yeah, it needs to get back to more of the personal connection where you don't have to know it, where you shouldn't have to know everything about them so that you actually have something to talk about.
I will say that this week, social media was less of a problem for me. But having my phone in my hand was a problem. I was sitting in front of the computer a lot, like I'm not my phone. So I would go outside and play with Avery or take her to ride her bike or go to the park with friends. Like I did a lot of stuff and did not look at my phone at all. But I have a lot of productivity apps on my phone and I found myself using those a lot because I got a couple of new ones. So for fitness and diet, I was really looking at my phone a lot, and for that purpose, like to log foods and count calories and look at my activity level. I was reading some articles about specific things, so I wasn't wasting my time on my phone, but I still wasn't present, like with the real world, with what was going on in the moment. And that's still a big struggle for me, is getting distracted by, oh, I need to do this, this, and this. And I try to put things on a to-do list or write them down on a piece of paper so I can get to them later. But I still struggled with, wait, let me do this right now while I'm thinking about it so I don't forget.
Yeah, I think for me, I did not spend a lot of time in the office this week. I had something going on Monday, something on Tuesday, something on Wednesday.
You had a really busy week.
And then Thursday and Friday. Thursday was actually a day where I stayed home almost the entire day. Friday and Saturday were both kind of crazy, and Sunday is always kind of packed full. And I can't really think of, you know, any times where I was, you know, like we talked about last time about me forgetting, me being afraid that I would forget something and recording. I spent a lot of time with Avery this week. Either, you know, walking, riding bikes, playing out in the backyard, things like that. And I don't remember recording a lot of that as I was, like, scrolling back through my photos today. So there's a few things, but it was more, I tried to be more intentional and kind of give her more attention. And she seemed to be a little bit less tantrumy this week.
With all three of our children, we're in an interesting transition period where being present with them is starting to mean something different. So our oldest daughter is in middle school and has very age-appropriate middle school interests that don't involve hanging out with your mom and your stepdad. Our middle child is very, very active in horseback riding. So being present with her means getting her to those places and being present for her shows and kind of watching her do what she loves, but it's less one-on-one. And our youngest is finally crossing to a point where she wants to play independently. So being present with her means kind of seeking out what she's doing and grabbing those times to kind of get something done when she's distracted, but also engaging in what she's doing, like saying, well, look at this picture you've drawn, tell me about your picture, or can I build something with the Play-Doh with you, or she got some kinetic sand today.
Oh, that blew her mind,
which she played with nonstop for like 2 hours before we finally had to put it up so that we could eat dinner. So being present with our children and avoiding distractions is taking on a new meaning. And if you don't look up from your phone, you might miss it.
I think that's the kind of the key thing I took away. Is like, I just felt like, even though this week was really busy, I felt more full of joy and happiness.
I agree. I think just saying, okay, let me be committed to being present in my day-to-day life and in the moment-to-moment, just acknowledging that that was a need, made a really big difference in the week. And I found myself, like we talked about last week, when I had a moment of downtime, you know, picking up a devotional and doing another page in it, and trying to spend a little more time being connected with God in the time that I had to be distracted from what my kids were doing, by, you know, reading the Bible for a minute, which is sounds so cliche, and it sounds like, well, you say you're going to do that, but you don't actually do it. I actually did it. I actually sat down and picked up my Bible and read a few verses and highlighted and meditated on it, and that was a big change for me, and I think it's not a coincidence that I had a really great week. Mm-hmm. I was really feeling all week, as busy as it was, about how happy I am with where we are and how much I love our life right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it goes back into that order that we talked about last mm-hmm. episode as well. Just having everything in order correctly, and giving priority to where priorities need to be, and giving importance to different priorities.
I had a lot of gratitude this week. A lot of things happened for me personally, just in working with other people and with the kids, that gave me a lot of gratitude. You know, I watched a friend reach a really big milestone in something she's been working on. And Avery can pedal her bike now, which mm-hmm. she couldn't do before. I don't know, Eva was in a good mood a lot of this week, and Faye had a good horse show today. And just things have been happening, and it's not always, you know, everything wasn't perfect. We have plenty of problems because that's what we do.
Yeah.
But there was just a lot of small things to notice and be grateful for.
Yeah, I noticed from the business side, there were some changes with some big accounts that we have that aren't necessarily going the way that I like for them to, but God's given me a peace about them, and you know that when that kind of stuff happens, it frees up a little bit of time, which was allowed me to be home a little bit more this week, mm-hmm. which balanced it out. And I think God's teaching us that we need to rely on Him, that no matter what happens in the business world and in our finances, or in anything that affects us, He's always going to be there for us. And even if we're distracted, He's still there waiting for us to ask Him for help. And it was, like you said, it was a great week.
Well, we hosted our first small group of the semester this week. Thursday was Valentine's Day, and we spread a lot of love. I mean, we really kind of spent the day, since you weren't working, going around and trying to just love on our people, mm-hmm. While treating ourselves with donuts and dumplings, but
and barbecue.
But it was a really, that was kind of the theme of the week, was just gratitude and love. Mm-hmm. And I think it's cool, because if you look at the situation on paper, we should probably be pretty devastated and panicked about the financial situation or the potential with the changes that are happening with the business. But I mean, Tony and I both have a piece about it.
Yeah. I mean, where God closes doors, He opens other doors, and you know, some big accounts are potentially being closed and other accounts may be stepping in. We don't know. We don't know what our future holds. We know who holds our future. And that's something that a lot of people will say, but I mean, that's how we've come to live our lives.
We're living it out right now, and I'm enjoying being in the moment and seeing what surprises God has around the corner.
Yeah.
And that's been a retraining of my brain, if not being anxious about the future, but looking forward to God's surprises.
Well, I think that's a great place to wrap up this episode on how we dealt with our distractions. So we're going to in this episode with the prayer. Before we do that, don't forget, if you would like to share anything that you've learned on how to deal with distractions, or have any questions you'd like for us to answer or get more information about, in the show notes is an email address, tonyandkate@252.show. That's not 252show.com. It's 252.show.
SHOW.
So we'd love to hear from you. We'd also love it and be very appreciative if you would share this episode with your friends and also rate us on iTunes or in whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. So we thank you in advance for that. And we'll close now with a prayer. Father, we love you. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for sending your son to die for us. Father, we're thankful for all the provisions that you give us, Father, for all the many blessings you give us, Father. We know that those blessings are not only for us, but for us to steward them well. And so, Father, we ask that you show us ways to use those blessings to bless other people and to bring other people closer to you so that your name can be glorified in everything that you do through us. We love you. We praise you. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.